You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn how to harness the power of your mind. Enjoy.
If you want to change something in your life and you are what I call energy poor, low energy, are you going to follow through? Yes or no? You love your husband or wife, but you're exhausted. Love you, love me, yeah, okay. There is no passion. There is no intimacy without energy, am I right? You're not going to go to build a business without energy. You see this crazy man, he's filled with energy, day and night, night and day. It's Richard Branson. How much energy does that man have? He's insane in his energy. Anybody I've ever met who is really has this compelling ability to engage with people, it's energy. But are they born with it? Some maybe, most not. Because I've interviewed them, I've seen them. And I also see some of them like Richard. Richard is a ball of fire of energy, and then he's not. He's actually a very internal guy in many ways. He's external when he wants to go do something. He's crazy and willing to risk his life. Not in business. In business, he goes, okay, I'm going to take Virgin and make Virgin Airways, so how can I lose? Oh, I'm going to make a deal with Boeing that if they fail, I get to give them the jets back. That's how he thinks. In his life, let me go in the middle of a balloon in the middle of the sky and hope shit happens. The point is, engaging people have that kind of energy. It doesn't matter who they are, where they are, they have that kind of experience. So what you and I got to do is we got to tap that out. So how many of you have had times when you were in the flow, where energy was going through you? Like, you didn't have to think about it. The right thing was said, the right thing came out of you. Who's been in this place before? Say I. Oh, come on, say I. Who's ever had a time where you did something, and after you did it, you thought, I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I did that. That was so stupid. Who's done this before? Say I. Who's done something where after you did it, you went, that was me? Who's ever impressed yourself? Say I. Now you're the same person. How come one situation you're an idiot, the other one you're brilliant? Who's ever forgotten how to spell your own, how to remember, let's say, your own email or your home phone number or how to spell a difficult word like the? Let me see your hands here. In fact, phone numbers are crazy now for most of us, right? Because now we have this outboard brain. If we lose this brain, we're screwed. I don't even know how to call my mom, for God's sakes, right? You don't know what to do when you don't have this thing. So the point of the matter is, if we increase the energy, it'll work. So now here's the thing, where does energy come from? Does energy come from sleep? Yes or no? Really? Who here has ever slept 8 hours and still been tired as shit? Let me see your hands right here. Okay, so that wasn't it, right? Is it food that gives you energy? Really? Really? Thanksgiving's coming. I know what you're going to do, right? You're going to get to Thanksgiving. It's about giving thanks. You're going to take care of this nurtured body of yours. You're going to say, no, you know, give me the vegetables, a little this, a little that, right? Now, what do people do at Thanksgiving? What do? Eat everything within reach. And when you're totally stuffed and you can't have another bite and you say, I'll never what? I'll never eat again. And somebody goes, pumpkin pie? And you go, okay. Come on, who knows what I'm talking about here? And by the way, what happens after? You feel like going for a run? What do you want to do at the end of that meal? Tell me what. Who here has ever fasted for 5, 6, 7 days or more, gone on a fast? Does your energy increase or decrease as you no longer eat? Which one? Increases massively. So if it's not food and it's not sleep, don't get me wrong, those are useful, then what is it? The answer is, it's psychology. It's a mindset. It's a decision inside yourself where you say, I will no longer tolerate low energy in my life because low energy equals shit relationship. That's a technical term. Low energy means low lousy business. Low poor energy means I no longer have the impact on my children. Someone else with greater energy is going to. And if we can find a way to increase our energy, and here's the good news about it, it's psychology and it's movement. The way you move will create it. So I'd like to start out right now with no more passiveness, and let's get active. Who's willing to do this? Say I. Stand up. You've been sitting way too long. Stand up. Shake your body out. Shake it out. Come on. We've been sitting way too long. Shake it out. Shake it out. Shake it out. And then before we do anything else, just to get you going a little bit, stretch up a little bit here. Go over to one side and give it a nice deep moan like a little kid. Go, moan. Oh, come on, louder. Moan the other side. Back, high-pitched moan. Forward, deep moan. Shake your body out a little bit. Now, here's what I like to do. Just get started. Let's set a new standard. And a way to do that with people like yourself who are completely non-competitive is simple. I want you to turn to someone next to you and I want you to point at them and go, I own you. Go ahead, try it. I own you. That means I am challenging you, lazy, tired person. And here's what we're gonna do. Emotion, listen to me now. How many like to have more joy in your life, more excitement, more passion, more aliveness? Who wants more of this stuff? Say I. Can you have everything in your life work out and still be in a lousy state? Can you achieve your goals and go, woohoo? In fact, in our society, it's almost encouraged because if you do really well, who's ever lowered your enthusiasm about something you achieved because you didn't want to upset somebody else? Who's done this before? But by the way, it teaches your brain never to go for it, never to feel great. I got a question for you. When you feel better, do you treat other people better or worse? When you feel better, you perform at a higher level or a lower level? When you feel better, you're a better lover or a lesser lover? Good. Now, here's what I want you to understand. If you and I can train ourselves to make our nervous system play at a higher level, and that becomes our standard, then all of a sudden, it'll feel effortless. But in the beginning, it's like lifting a weight. It feels stupid. It feels like, what is this weird crap? But I'm not into that. I'm not into positive thinking. I'm into results. Who's with me on that? Say, I. And every great athlete knows how to put themselves in state. Every great musician knows how to put themselves in a state. We need to be able to do it. And if you try to do it with your mind, you'll succeed sometimes and you'll fail others. Because your brain is always circulating. It can always rationalize something, right? But the body, used effectively, can change it all.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.